Welcome to High Latitude Healthy. I'm your host, Dr. Eileen Karpfinger. If you live anywhere in the U.S. besides Hawaii, we have cutting-edge science to share with you that can improve your health. Here's to living high latitude healthy. Hello, and welcome to High Latitude Healthy. I'm your host, Dr. Eileen Karpfinger, and today's show is on the third way we keep our mitochondria vital, which is magnetism. Do you remember the two other ways we vitalize or revitalize our mitochondria and keep our invisible vitality? Say it with me: light from the sun and water. Structured deuterium depleted water. Light, magnetism, and water. Magnetism of the cell is what makes us make sure we're kicking deuterium laden water out of the brain. And Dr. Jack Cruz can explain the history of the Earth's magnetism far better than I can. But here I'm going to go giving it a try to help you guys. And in a bit, I'm going to have Dr. Dean Bonley, who's a scientist, a magnetic scientist, a recording on here because he's passed away 2 years ago, but his research is still something that we rely on for why we understand that magnetism is important. So here I go. Sloshing liquid iron in our Earth's outer core, which lies roughly 1,900 miles below us, generates our planet's protective magnetic field. It guards against solar winds that ferry damaging charged particles. It also guides the navigation system that directs everything from smartphones to satellites. So we have this magnetic field that helps keep, well, for one, it's our gravity field. And the other thing it does is it helps us keep I'll tell you more about this. Hold on a second. In recent decades, our magnetic field has been changing. We know, for instance, that the magnetic North Pole has been shifting at record speed in recent years. Now scientists use the European Space Agency, the ESA swarm satellites, are monitoring a weakening in the Earth's magnetic field in a region that stretches from Africa to South America. They've been dubbed the South Atlantic Anomaly, the SAA. The Earth's magnetic poles have shifted throughout Earth's history. We know they've even swapped places at a rate of about once every 250,000 years. The last switch occurred approximately 780,000 years ago. The development of the South Atlantic Anomaly, the SAA, doesn't mean we're headed for a pole reversal, experts say, so there's no need to panic, but we are way overdue for a pole shift, in my personal opinion. The lower or weaker magnetic pole from the Earth is hitting mainstream science. It seems the weakening magnetic pole we are seeing is not about the Earth's poles shifting, but perhaps a wobble or excursion. An excursion is when the magnetic field gets weak, but the poles don't flip. And history is showing that we've experienced excursions many times as a species. An outlying measurement weaker than our bodies are used to could be starting to affect us again. So remember, we use the sun's light to feed our mitochondria, and we use the Earth's gravity or magnetism as the other way to maintain our health. These are essential nutrients for our health. Those of us who use grounding as a way to supercharge our electron transfer in our body, and by the way, as quickly as 20 seconds into having your bare feet on natural ground, it charges your entire body. Those of us that do charge that way, we may be getting less charge than we did 100 years ago. So normally I'd say just get outside barefoot and reconnect with the charge of the earth is feeding you. But now we're getting less charge than is stable for our health. So what can not getting enough grounding or magnetism cause? We have a magnetic heart and brain, and each of our cells relies on magnetism. Our atoms spin, I don't even know the number, but so many times per second. And being in a stronger magnetic field means stronger spinning atoms. Remember valence electrons? That extra electron that skips over to the other atom? Well, the faster the spin of the atom means a crisper exchange, a more defining change. Think of the difference between your body's health at age 10 versus at age 70. That vitality is in large part your body's magnetism. The effect of the weakening Earth's magnetic field will primarily affect the water in our bodies and the collagen in our bodies. Because of the weakening magnetic field, the Van Allen radiation belt, that is two vast donuts, that donut-shaped rings of highly energetic charged particles, protons and electrons, that encircle the Earth, it's trapped by our planet's magnetic field. This shield collapses and moves closer to the Earth's surface, and when the magnetic field is weaker, they actually those fields act as a vital shield. But now that they are closer, the radiation beyond it influences our water and our collagen. The effect on the body is less available oxygen. And when the body is hypoxic, there's greater injury in the collagen matrix. Think of the San Francisco 49ers in the news pretty recently. They've had a greater percentage of injuries, especially torn Achilles. And their coach is saying that it's because of the supercharging station that's near their stadium, and that where they work out, they're simply not getting the grounding that they're used to be getting because the EMF radiation is creating that problem. And our rampant increase in non-native EMF radiation, we currently have 5G, but 6G is ready to roll out. And the data centers being built around the country have staggering amounts of EMF radiation. This non-native EMF radiation affects our magnetic field, our hearts, our four-chamber hearts, the complexity of the vortex of our hearts. So there's a greater complexity of a four-chamber heart versus, say, a three-chamber heart, and the eukaryotes, the primitive bacteria and things like that, things had originally a one-chamber heart. So we have a four-chamber heart. So what it's doing is it doesn't just flow straight through the organ. It spirals, and the swirling mitochondrial fiber create vortices within the ventricles, optimizing energy efficiency and fluid. So high heart rate variability is a key sign of increased vitality. We've heard that heart rate variability. Somebody who's a top athlete is going to have the ability to have a very, very slow heart rate, as well as a very, very fast heart rate at any point in their activity. And the greater your heart rate variability is, the greater your vitality is. And as for scientific studies done on the effects of increased and decreased magnetic fields on the body, I invite you to listen to the scientist I value. I'm going to have Dr. Bonley on here shortly. I'm just going to put him on here in a second. Because he passed away 2 years ago and I can't interview him, I'm going to share a lecture with you from Dr. Dean Bonley. He's done a lot of research with magnets and has lots to share on the research done by himself as well as colleagues on the magnetic field. I'll interject and speak as to highlight points as we go along here. So bear with me a second. I'll get that started. So here we are.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bonley. I'm president of Magnetico and also president of the North American Academy of Magnetic Therapy. I The North American Academy of Magnetic Therapy is a group of scientists that present papers and do research on trying to determine what the effects of magnetism are on the human body. All of this new research and interest in magnetism really was sparked by the cosmonauts when they came back after a year and a third out in space, and they had up to 80% of their bone density gone from the being out that long out of the Earth's magnetic field and just in the sun's magnetic field, which is about half of ours. This problem was solved by putting an artificial magnetic field in their space capsules. Now, having read about this experiment and the results, we made an experiment of our own. We took and built a cage out of mu metal. Now, mu metal blanks out magnetic fields. We put six mice in this cage and watched to see what would happen. To our amazement, these little mice went into slow motion. You could roll them over with your finger and they would barely get up. One of them could not stand the stress and he died, but the others compensated by eating huge amounts of food and becoming very obese. Now, this shows maybe why we're having such a problem with obesity these days. Now, Valerie Hunt, a researcher at UCLA, also having looked at the same experiments, said, "I wonder what effect it would be on humans." So she made a huge mu cage, 7 foot by 7 foot, and put two students in there. She had them connected with an EEG and an EKG and an electromyocardiogram and little sensors all over their body to determine the polarity or what the voltage was on their on the skin. Now, when she closed the door, and to her amazement, in about 15 minutes, they began to sob uncontrollably. She asked them, "What is the problem?" They said, "We feel like we're falling apart." And then the machines of the computer began to know what was going on. First of all, they were trying to get energy off of each other, and they became very positive and negative where they were touching each other with the attempt by the body to get energy from the adjoining bodies. The second thing that happened was that they began to lose control in their feet. And as this crept up to the body, got close to the heart, the signals began to come from the electrocardiogram that there was difficulty, and she took them out of the big mu cage. Now, in talking to her about this experiment, I said, "What would have happened if you would have left them there longer?" She said, "If I would have left them there much longer, they probably would have been vegetables." So this gives you a little idea what would happen in a zero magnetic field, because that's what she had created with this huge mu cage. Now, Dr. Gumiel, who is head of Project Genesis for the World Health Organization back several years ago, I thought, well, what would happen if we increased the magnetic field? So he took 23 different kinds of insects and put them in a cage and put the equivalent number in a cage in another room where there was no magnetic field, and increased the magnetic field under the insects by about 10 times what the Earth magnetic field is. He watched these insects over a period of time, and guess what happened? The insects in the magnetic field live five times longer than the insects that weren't in the Earth, that were just in the Earth magnetic field. So when we discussed this experiment, because I had provided the magnetic field, he said, "I wonder what will happen with human tissue." And so the next experiment was with human tissue cultures, and they lived 2.5 times longer, the cells in the magnetic field, which was 10 times our present Earth field. Now, this gets to be pretty serious when you consider what NASA has made an announcement back about 4 years ago in September that the Earth's magnetic field was declining and we would be to zero magnetic field within the next 800 years. Now think about that, folks. We're not going to live that long, but life on this planet is in jeopardy. And as we lose our magnetic field, we could be looking at some of the symptoms that we've seen here from the experiments that's gone on. But we need to find out why we're losing our magnetic field. So this is where we start into our next phase of this lecture. First of all, how did NASA know that we were losing our magnetic field? Well, the U.S. Geological Survey has been keeping a record for the last 170 years, and they found that we are on a steady decline of about 5% per 100 years. The second thing is there has been pottery dug up from different times in Earth's history, and because the iron in the pottery will align itself to whatever magnetic field, because they're little magnetite crystals, like compass needles, they all align, they could tell that we've been losing our magnetic field here at the rate of about 5% per 100 years. Also, they've taken the lava from volcanoes and test the lava flows to see what the alignment of the magnetite was in there, and comparing with man-made samples, they could determine what the magnetic field was at any given time. This study is called hysteresis, the study of hysteresis, and this is how scientists determine the age of rocks. They determine it by the degree of alignment of the magnetite crystals. But the most interesting of these studies came when several of the nations of the Earth went and drilled down in the alluvial fans of the major rivers of the Earth. When they did that, they were coring up, in other words, taking a cross section of the mud as it was laid down, as it washed out from the rivers. And because of the difference in layering in winter and summer, they read it like rings on a tree. And as they went down through the alluvial fans, they found again, that we have a dramatic loss. And a matter of fact, we go in cycles of about 500,000 to 600,000 years in which we lose our magnetic field and then we gain it back again. And every time that there was a loss of magnetic field, there was a layer of fossils. Now, this doesn't look good, folks, because if we're going to become fossils in 800 years, that's a pretty scary thought. Now, let's have a look at why we gain and why we lose our magnetic field on Earth. As you can see, the Earth's magnetic field comes out of the southern hemisphere and goes in the northern hemisphere. And it's caused by the movement of the lava underneath the crust of the Earth. In net terms, it's going counterclockwise, or the opposite direction that the Earth's crust is spinning. Because it is ionic, and because it's going in a big ring, then it becomes a current loop. And when you have a current loop, then you always have a magnetic field. And this magnetic field then is generated by the Earth and is very stable. But the problem is the Earth's crust is cooling, this, which is a scientific fact. And as the Earth's crust cools, it adds more lava underneath the crust of the Earth. And as that lava congeals there, it is made of a large percentage iron. And iron, of course, is a much better conductor of magnetism than air or the other rocks. And so what we have is the action of like a keeper on a magnet, with the Earth's magnetic field being diverted underneath the crust of the Earth rather than going up through the crust of the Earth and making our own magnetosphere. Now, this, again, we found from the deep sea core sampling to keep adding until we lose our magnetic field. And then when we lose our magnetic field, we lose our ozone layer and our protection from the cosmic radiation of the sun. And we have a heating up of the Earth planet. And the lava, of course, melts off again when the crust of the Earth heats up enough. And then we restore the normal magnetic field and life can begin again. This, I realize, maybe is not interesting to some of you, but you need to know why we're losing our magnetic field. And there's nothing we can do about it except supplement. And that's what we want to talk today about, how magnetism actually affects the tissue of your body. To understand that, you need to learn a little bit about some atomic physics here. So we're going to start out with a simple atom here with electrons spinning around the nucleus and protons in closer spinning around the nucleus. Now, when you increase the magnetic field of that atom, there's some things begin to happen. First of all, the electrons that are going with the magnetic field start going in a lazy eight. And the reason for that is because each little electron has its own magnetic field. And so it wants to go perpendicular to the field. And this is like having a car with a tire out around. It makes the atom begin to wobble more. And we call that precession. There's other things that happen too that are even more important. The amount of increase in magnetic field will determine the amount of increase in velocity on some of the electrons. Now, those that are going in a direction that is complementary to the valence electron, in other words, if you had a negative field underneath the electron and its valence electron was going in a counterclockwise direction, it would be speeded up. If it was positive underneath it, then it would be slowed down. So you can either speed up or slow down electrons on the atom, depending on the direction of magnetic field. Now, if this atom is in solution or in the air, of course, the atom will orientate itself to the magnetic field, and there is always a speed up. But if it's already in tissue, such as it is in your body, well, then it can't just flip over because it's already in a molecular structure. And so you can speed up or slow down the valence electrons. Now, why do we keep talking about valence electrons? They're the active ones that bind the atoms together to make molecules and to make enzymes and to make tissue. So it's very important that we have them in an energy state that we can have them sharing to bind atoms together. There's other things that happen also when you speed it, when you have paired electrons, valence electrons, one will speed up and the other one will slow down. This will also cause an imbalance in the polarity of the atom and will make the atom vibrate at a higher intensity. And all of this increased vibration or increased intensity of molecular action will enhance chemical reactions. And here you can see it now in the little animations we have here of how this actually works. Now, you can remember back when you were in chemistry lab in high school how you heated solutions to make a chemical reaction happen. You put the reagents together and you heated them and you increased the molecular action. And there you were putting the energy in with actually heat waves and heat energy. In this case, we're using magnetic energy to increase the molecular action and enhance the chemical reactions. Now, when I came upon this concept, I thought, boy, this would be great in the chemical industry. So I went to the patent office in Washington, D.C., and to my amazement, there had already been about 7 patents using this same technology to enhance chemical reactions where the chemicals were too volatile to use heat. So this is already an accepted principle in the chemical industry. Now we know that how this happened. Remember, I said the right direction. Well, what is the right direction? Well, let me give you some experiments that we ran to determine what the right direction was. First, we took a long cage that was about 20 inches long, and we put 6 mice in there. And under one end of the cage, we put a large magnet that covered the whole end of the cage. And it was negative, and the mice went and nested on that over that magnet. Now, this is underneath the cage. They weren't touching the magnet. It was down underneath the cage. The cage was plastic. Now, we turned the magnet over so it was giving them a positive field, and they promptly got up and moved to the other end of the cage and put their feces on top of the positive field. Now, we did this 20-some times. And with the mice moving back and forth, every time we put positive field underneath them, they moved away and went over to the negative side of the cage. Finally, they got smart and started nesting in the middle so they wouldn't have to move back and forth. It took them a while to learn. The second experiment that we did on this, we made a room that had an electromagnetic field that was coming up from the floor. It was very even, less than 1 Gauss difference between one side of the field and the other. And we talk about Gauss now. Gauss is a measurement of magnetic field. And so that's a common term here. And There's also Tesla, but most people use Gauss. Now, in this particular case, we increased the Earth magnetic field by 10 times. We put a bed in this room, put two people on the bed, and as they were laying there, I went in about a half hour after they laid in this nice, even magnetic field, and they said, "Boy, this feels just wonderful." And I said, "Well, let's double the amount of strength of the magnetic field and see what will happen." Now, I didn't double the strength of the magnetic field. I reversed it. So it was going opposite to the Earth's magnetic field. That means it was negative above and positive underneath them. As we waited to see what would happen, in about 25 minutes, the two people that were on the bed called me in and said, "Look, you better turn this thing down. It's killing us." And so I went in and I said, "Can you get out of bed?" And they said, "Well, we can hardly. We ache from head to toe." And they could barely get out of bed. And I said, "Well, let's turn it down and see where it was and see if you feel better again." So I reversed the field so it was going complementary to the Earth. In 30 minutes, they felt great again. They never knew what had happened to them, but I knew how important the direction of field was becoming. Now, later on, when we made the very powerful magnetic fields, such as we have in the magnetic molecular energizer, which is a 10,000-pound machine that focuses a very powerful field to the body, we learned very early on that we had to ask the people, "How do you normally sleep?" and make sure that the magnetic field went through their body complementary to the Earth's magnetic field when they normally go to sleep at night. Otherwise, they were in pain within a few minutes. So these are all reasons why we say it's very important to have the Earth's magnetic field your guide. In other words, we want to be complementary to that, having the magnetic field go through the body the same direction the Earth's magnetic field did when the cells divided originally. So now, if this Earth's magnetic field is so important, we need to also look at any other sources of magnetic field we can get. And Dr. Becker spent his lifetime studying the electromagnetic fields of the body. And so we know now that there is a big source of magnetic field in the body, and that is the chi system or the vitality system of the body. We can also supplement the Earth's magnetic field with magnets and magnetic beds. But we won't talk about them now. We want to talk about the chi or the vitality system because it's very important in this whole magnetic requirement of the body. What we have to understand is how this electromagnetic field flows and what it's consisted of in the body. Dr. Becker found that the astrocyte cells in the brain can convert chemical energy to electrical energy. Now, this energy flows out over the outside of the nerves, not down the axons in the middle, but on the Schwann cells on the outside of the nerve. He discovered that the Schwann cells were semiconducting, which allowed this electricity to flow very easily and without much resistance. So it didn't take a lot of energy in the brain to get quite a significant electromagnetic field to the periphery of the body. At first, he thought that the energy flowed out on the motor nerves and came back on the sensory nerve. But after a while, he realized that that wasn't the case. It flowed out on both the motor and sensory nerves. Guess how it came back? It came back on the fascia of the body.
He said, the fascia.
Could this be what the Chinese have been talking about for centuries, the meridians in the body and the chakras? And so he got a grant from NIH to study this. He found 40 meridians before they discontinued the research. Now, what are the meridians? They're collections of current of the electricity flowing back to the brain, goes up the dura mater, which is the outer leathery sheath that goes around the spinal cord and up to the brain. So that completes the circuit. So that's the positive end of the circuit, and the negative end of the circuit that flows out as on the motor and sensory nerves over the Schwann cells on the outside of the nerves. Now that we know that this circuit is there, how does it work? Well, we know that if you had to have a continual current flow, a DC current flow, you'd have to have too big a brain or too big a head to carry around on your shoulders. So we are made so that we have a very efficient system. And this system is a pulsed electromagnetic system, which pulses at harmonics of frequencies of the different tissues of the body. Your liver has a different frequency than your muscles, and different than the stomach. And so when the body wants to target a particular area of the body, it can actually put out a frequency, which is a harmonic of that, and it will pulse it, and so that you get what we call magnetic resonance. Now, magnetic resonance is a way of getting, you might say, free energy. Free energy is wonderful stuff, because everybody's looking for free energy. And in the case of your body, you get a dramatic enhancement of the amount of molecular action in the tissues where you're resonating them from the brain. Now, you need to understand how this works. As you can see from the diagram here, which is animated, that every so many orbits of the electrons around an atom, the electrons more or less line up. And that makes that side of the atom quite negative. And then you have a nerve by it, and whenever those line up, if that nerve turns on and puts on a pulsed electromagnetic field, which is negative, well, then you're going to get a push, because the two are negative, the electrons and the magnetic field, and so they push each other. And that gives those electrons a big shove, and gives the atom a big shove. So it, again, enhances molecular action. And when we enhance molecular action, then we enhance chemical reactions. Now, a good example of this is when you have a child on a swing, and if you push them, and you push them all the way under and run all the way underneath them, pushing them, you soon wear out. But if you wait until they get at just the right place and give them a push, it takes very little energy on your part, and you can get them to go higher and higher. And this is really what we're doing here, pushing at the right moment to get the atoms to move at a much greater intensity. Now we need to look at the clinical side of this. How does this enhancement of body chemistry really affect the body in disease and in health? Now, remember, we're talking about the Earth's magnetic field affecting you, and we're talking about the brain's electromagnetic field. The two of them work together, and one supplements the other. Now we need to have a look at some diagrams and some slides here. First, we have two slides showing the blood of a tired truck driver. Now, he had lost the charge on the cell wall of the red blood cells, so they're sticking together. The red blood cells are very sticky, and if they aren't charged up, they won't repel each other. They'll just stick to each other. Now, this is called the Reloux effect, or clumping of the blood, and it's an indication of fatigue. People with chronic fatigue have their blood, no matter when, what time of the day, their blood looks like this. Now, in laying on a unidirectional magnetic field going the right way through his body for only 20 minutes, these cells are all charged up. The cell wall is charged up, and look what you have here. You have the cells repelling, picking up oxygen all the way around. Now, how does this work? Well, it works by enhancing the chemical reactions in the mitochondria of the cell. What do you mean by that? Well, simply, we have a little thing in there called the Krebs cycle, where we make ATP. ATP is made out of ADP, and it involves making a high energy compound which runs the sodium potassium pump, which charges up the cell wall. Now, if you don't make enough ATP, well, then you lose the charge on the cell wall, and you have the red blood cells sticking together. Now, this is just one indication of an enhancement of chemical reactions in the body. And we wondered if this is only when you lay down on the pad, or you're only getting this benefit, or do you build better cells, or do you store up these enzymes that you make when you're on the magnetic pad? So we did a study of people, 10 people over a four-month period, and did pulse oximeter studies on them at 7 o'clock at night. This is after they'd been out and been active all day, and we wondered if the cells are going to be more efficient at that time. And as you can see from this slide, we actually got a 1% increase in oxygen level in their blood, but we got a 7.2% decrease in the heart rate. Now, one's a reciprocal of the other, and so these people actually had about an 8% advantage after 4 months of laying on the magnetic bed over the people before they started. So this gives you a little idea that we can build better bodies in the electromagnetic field or a magnetic field that is enhanced. Now, in review again, if we speed up the electrons, then we enhance chemical reactions. We also cause precession, which enhances chemical reactions. All of this then should have an effect on your ability to lift weight or to do exercise. So we started out with athletes. We took an athlete who was getting what we call VO2 max studies done at the university. Now, VO2 max is measured by, or really what it is they put in a subject on a treadmill, and they have him run as fast as he can. And they have an oxygen mask hooked up to his face, which is hooked up to a machine which measures the amount of oxygen he's using. And at the point where he can't keep up any longer, that's his maximum, and it'll show the maximum amount of oxygen his body is using at that point. In this study with this gentleman over a 13-week period, the results were rather amazing. He had a 30% increase in VO2 max during that time. That meant that his body was utilizing that much more oxygen. Also, he had a 20% increase in strength, which is fairly phenomenal. Now, this coach of this man knew Mr. Canada. So Mr. Canada came to my office and said, "Look, I heard about what you're doing with this competitor of mine. I have a proposition for you. You give me one of those futons with the magnets in it, and I'm training for the North American Championship over the next 6 weeks. Now, if I can do more work, in other words, do more repetitions, lifting the same amount of weight, which takes more oxygen, obviously, to lift more faster. So if I can lift more weight without any increase in heart rate, then I'll believe what you're doing." He says, "I'm a former science teacher, and I think this is just way too easy." So over the next 6 weeks, he and his wife, who were both bodybuilders, slept on the magnetic pad, and to his amazement, he was able to increase his reps by 40% without any increase in heart rate. This meant that the efficiency of his chemistry in his body was up by 40%. He didn't have to have any more oxygen going in and to do more work, because it takes oxygen to do work. That's part of the chemistry. Now, at the end of the experiment, he came in, he said, "Well, I lost 7 pounds of fat and gained 7 pounds of muscle." But he said the big payoff was that 80% of my post-exercise soreness was completely eliminated. He said it used to be hell in this business because without pain, there was no gain or even to maintain. He says, "Now I know that the next day I'm not going to be hurting." And so this is a wonderful thing for the weightlifters. At this time, we did a survey of people that were using magnetic pads. We took 100 people and tried them out. And we found some interesting things. 75% of the people who tried them for arthritis had at least a 50% reduction in pain. Those who tried them for migraine headaches, 90% had complete relief of their migraine pains. PMS was a very interesting thing. We didn't think this would happen, but people called in and said, "You know, I don't have PMS symptoms anymore." Matter of fact, we did a study later on with 6 very, very severe cases of PMS that was done independently by an MD. And we found that we eliminated their PMS symptoms on these 6 people. So this is a wonderful thing for them. We also found that a lot of people found that they had bought it for heart conditions and they had a drop in blood pressure. Chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, they seem to go together, But they are two different diseases. But the people that had bought them for those two diseases, because one was lack of energy and the other one was soreness throughout the body, found that if they slept on a magnetic pad, they had a substantial reduction in symptoms. So we did a study, a pilot study on chronic fatigue. And again, we used six of the worst patients that hadn't responded to any other kind of treatment, either allopathic or complementary. They had a 75% reduction in their symptoms within 6 months. So that again shows that this does help rebuild the cells and so that they're functioning much more efficiently. When we noticed early on that people with fibromyalgia were getting significant help from the magnetic pads, we did a double-blind study in Toronto. There was 34 patients in this study, and half of them had magnetic pads and half of them had placebo pads. And the patients on the magnetic pads had 2.5 times the improvement in their condition that the ones on the placebo pads. Now, having looked at this study, the University of Virginia decided to do a much larger study and compare different types of magnetic fields. So at the University of Virginia study, they had 111 people in that study, and they had about half of them on Nikon pads, which is a bipolar field, and half of them on our magnetical pads. Now, this was also placebo, so we had to have placebo Nikon pads and placebo magnetical pads. And so it was a well done study. And they found in that study that the ones on the magnetical pad had a 32.4% reduction in overall pain, as opposed to the placebo, which was 7.5% reduction in pain. So it was significant, and again shows that magnetical pads do help with fibromyalgia. An interesting side note to this study, the Nikon pad showed a 10% reduction in overall global pain as compared to the placebo pads, which was 7.5%, so it was not significant. However, they did have a significant reduction in pain in their tender points on the back, but not on the front of the person. They got much worse, and that's why the overall pain ratings weren't very good. And so as you can see, there is some benefit to a bipolar field, but it doesn't have the benefit that the unipolar field does. In our early survey, we found that the people who had bought the magnetic pads for insomnia had significant improvement. 69% of them were sleeping at least 50% better. This was determined by the reduction in the amount of sleeping pills necessary to get sleep and the length of time in which they were able to sleep. The last part of the survey was about how much more energy do you have now than before you got on the magnetic pad. 43% of the people had an increase in energy level. In a recent study, which is a pilot epidemiological study, we took 924 people throughout the United States and put them on a magnetic pad for 3.5 years. Now, these people were people that were more interested in health than others, but we wanted to find out what effect the sleeping on long-term on a magnetic pad would have for the incidence of cancer and cardiovascular disease. To our amazement, the people on the magnetic pad had a 78% reduction in the new incidence of cancer and a 86% reduction in the new incidence of cardiovascular disease. Now, this needs to be followed up with a much larger study over a longer period of time with a population of people that aren't interested in health, and so that we can confirm these studies. But this is a preliminary study, is very exciting. We're currently doing a study on osteoporosis. The first person on that study had a dramatic improvement. She's been on the magnetic pad now, which is a super pad, which is 4 times stronger than we did use in all the other studies. And she's been on there for 8 months. And to our amazement, she's went from a minus 1.8 reading on her bone density to a plus 4.5 Now, this is phenomenal. This has never happened to anybody before in 8 months. So we're anxious to see what will happen with the other participants in the study. And you'll be hearing more about that in the future. You notice we've been saying all along how important it is to have the magnetic field go through the body the right direction. So we need to build a magnetic pad underneath your mattress that's going to have a unidirectional field going through your body, just like the Earth, only enhancing the Earth magnetic field. Because you remember, if we had the magnetic field going the wrong way, it slowed down the electrons, and you'd be like the people on the bed that they could hardly get out of bed when we reversed the magnetic field. So ideally, you'd have then a magnetic field going one way through your body. Now, there is a lot of magnetic pads made out there that have both positive and negative. Any magnetic bed that is on top of your mattress, you're getting both positive and negative fields. So what happens when you have just a little bit of positive and a lot of negative? Well, what you're getting is acupuncture along with the magnetic field. Now, how do you get acupuncture? Well, there's been quite a bit of work done on that now. And one of the first things we realized when we reversed the magnetic field, so you gave a part of the body a positive field, not the whole body, but just part of the body goes into an emergency response. That emergency response is identical to that of acupuncture. That's been well validated by Dr. Saul Lisk and Dr. Lawrence and myself. Now, acupuncture is not bad. We use it and get a lot of good benefit from it. But doing it on a continual basis is not good because you run down the chi or the vitality. And it's one of the cardinal rules of acupuncture that you don't do it continuously. You give a 1 hour treatment, then have the patient back a week later and do another treatment. Otherwise, you'll run down the vitality and you don't get any response. So when we apply a bipolar field, both positive and negative, to the body, then we are running down the vitality. And with time, when we run down the vitality, we run down the immunity and make the body more susceptible to disease. So it's very important now that you have a magnetic field that is only like the Earth, that goes right through the body and with no positive field. Now, remember I said any magnetic pad that's put on top of the mattress gives you both positive and negative. What is the reason for that? Well, there's in between each magnet, there's little peaks of positive, as you can see here, that emanate up between the magnets. And if you're laying right on it, you're going to be in those peaks of positive, and they're quite strong positive, and they'll set off the emergency response, which will work good at first, but with time you pay. If when you place your present magnetic pad underneath your mattress, you don't have any effect, then you might want to consider getting one of ours, because ours, our weakest one, is 30% stronger than the strongest of anybody else's. Now, we also make a double strength and quadruple strength, and the stronger they are, the more effect you'll get. So you notice we said the stronger is better. We wondered about this in the early stages, and so we started building stronger and stronger magnetic devices, and we've now come up with this patented device called the Magnetic Molecular Energizer, which focuses a very powerful magnetic field to the diseased or injured part of the body. With this wonderful device, we're now finishing our pilot studies and getting ready to do our phase 3 studies for FDA approval. Some of the pilot studies we've done has been on Parkinson's disease, MS, Alzheimer's, stroke, brain injury from accident, herniated discs in the back, arthritic knees, shoulders, such as bursitis and torn ligaments, diabetic neuropathy, where in 24 to 60 hours, we've been able to completely regenerate the nerves in the feet, which is a wonderful thing. And that's that study was very exciting. We've also had a large study on cerebral palsy, because this really shows the ultimate in the ability to regenerate tissue. Now, these are people that have parts of their brain missing from birth, and we're able to stimulate the stem cells in the hippocampus of the brain to mature into neurons and migrate out and take their place to restore function in these people. So you see, the future is phenomenal for magnetism. Energy is the name of the game for the new century. So energy medicine, because there's no ill effects if used properly. Now, this large machine, again, has no frequency. It's a DC field, just like a magnetic bed. It has no reversing fields. So we're still using the same principles that we used with the magnetic bed. So you can have, right now, today, an increase in energy and healing in your body and prevent disease. And you don't have to wait for tomorrow or wait for the magnetic field of the earth to get worse than it is. Keep your health up and live strong to the end.
Well, there you go. That was the interview that we had with Dr. Bon Lee. Dr. Bon Lee's company is called Magnetico, and it's a company making magnetic sleep pads that go under your mattress. And these magnets are placed below your mattress to allow only the negative ions to come and be accessing your body as you sleep. So it's a continuous force instead of the difference in polarity also hitting you. And because the magnetic field of the earth is depleted and your body does not achieve the magnetic resonance necessary to restore and rejuvenate your organs and tissues, a supplemental unidirectional field like the earth's is needed to give extra zing to your electrons at the right time and in the right direction. The reduction of the earth's field is the most likely explanation for why humans respond so well to magnetism. So we're trying to recover a deficiency state, right? A magnetic sleep pad is a good way to provide your body with the magnetic environment it needs to restore and rejuvenate itself. Magnetic resonance is essential to health, growth, and longevity. You can contact me about the sleep pad that Dr. Bon Lee created. I'm saving up for two of them for my home, one for my bedroom and one for my daughter's bed. And I think I can get you guys a discount if you contact me about it. In the meantime, may I suggest, in the spirit of High Latitude Healthy, I want to suggest that you go back to the basics. Get your EMF radiation environment in your home and in your office dial down to as minimal as possible. Perhaps put a timer on it or a switch on it for at least at night when you're sleeping, have it off. Some people hardwire their homes entirely so that they have no Wi-Fi radiation going through their home. That's really hardcore. I love that, but I don't do that personally, but I like that. So really dial down your non-native EMF radiation environment in your home and in your office. I suggest if you have kids, contact their schools and make sure you're looking at where the cell towers are near your home and near your schools. And make sure your children's learning environment has as little non-native EMF radiation as possible as well. And then, of course, I suggest you get outside and get your feet or any part of your body, but our hands and our feet, which have sweat in them, are designed to receive the magnetization of the earth. So hands and feet on the ground are the best, but if you can lay your body down, it's good for your whole body too. Can you imagine what life was like before we started putting homes on foundations and things like that? We could be grounding while we sleep just by sleeping on the ground in a cave. That used to be what we could do. Well, we can't now. Or we can, but most of us, if we even go in a tent, we put a plastic coating down before getting on the ground because it's dry. So I'm just going to suggest as well, we do the barefoot, as much as possible, barefoot walking on the ground. And otherwise, I am done with my conversation with you about magnetism. And I hope you enjoyed your interview with Dr. Ban Li. May he be hearing us from the other side. And let me say that I'm looking forward to hearing from you if you want to know more about magnetism. I'm learning with you. And my name again is Dr. Eileen Karpfinger. I am here as your host at High Latitude Healthy. And here's to another wonderful show. Take care.
High Latitude Healthy and all the show notes can be found at wdrt.org and as well on Spotify, YouTube, and on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Find us and follow us to keep up with our interviews. And if you'd like to email Dr. Eileen, email her at highlatitudehealthy@gmail.com. Here's to living high latitude healthy.